A new essay collection titled Women on Ice sifts through the whole Tonya Harding-Nancy Kerrigan debacle from the 1994 Olympics. The feminist contributors to Women on Ice leave no triple salchow unscrutinized in their determination to read the Tonya-Nancy face-off as a microcosm of our culture's deeply conflicted attitudes toward female ambition, strength, and exhibitionism. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says she got the chills just thinking about Tonya and Nancy again.
At last, academic culture critics have found another woman, two in fact, to deconstruct besides Madonna. How refreshing it is to read essays on the semiotics of Tonya Harding's snapped shoelace and Nancy Kerrigan's frozen smile instead of yet another treatise on Madonna's projectile breast cones. To us lumpen couch potatoes, whose memories of the 1994 Olympics faded as soon as David Letterman's mom left Lillehammer, the amount of figure skating ephemera contained in Women on Ice is impressive. If your future as a Jeopardy finalist depended on it, could you recall the music Tonya skated to? The theme from Jurassic Park. How about the number of points by which Nancy lost to Oksana Bayul? 1/10. So close. No wonder Nancy acted snippy at the medal ceremony. First, to confirm a reader's worst fears about a scholarly project like this, there are indeed a few silly, theory-encrusted essays in Women on Ice, including one in which the Olympic competition is juxtaposed to the Bosnian War and the fallen Tonya represents the fallen city of Sarajevo. One would need the interpretive acumen of a Dick Button to determine what exactly is being said here. But happily, most essays in this collection are as intellectually agile, impudent, and occasionally dazzling as one of Surya Bonaly's trademark backflips. And though the critical methods of these essays differ greatly, there's no dissension when it comes to deciding between the relative merits of tough cookie Tonya's athletic prowess versus Ice Princess Nancy's artistic ability. In the hands of these contributors, Nancy gets whacked once again. A clear standout in this collection is Judith Main's Fear of Falling, which regards the sport of women's figure skating as a public enactment of stereotypes of femininity. Main particularly focuses on the moment when these performances of femininity are disrupted, the moment of the fall. Main says, "So much of the experience of watching figure skating involves the anticipation of or reaction to the fall that one begins to suspect that part of the appeal of the sport for women viewers is the exhibition of femininity as a performance fraught with the dangers and possibilities of failure." Marjorie Garber's essay, Victor Petrenko's Mother-in-Law, is also a show-stealer. Genderbender scholar Garber discusses how female figure skaters are routinely depicted as part of a normative grouping of family, coaches, and friends. This is to reassure fans that the skaters' achievements are the product of a communal effort rather than an autonomous, unfeminine desire to win. Meanwhile, the personal backgrounds of male skaters suspected of being gay blades are covered up, just as their bodies are sheathed in their unitards. Other clever essays discuss the uncanny parallels between the Tonya-Nancy-Oksana rivalry and the Cinderella tale, and the dueling fantasies about the working class represented in Tonya and Nancy. There's also a nifty glossary of skating terms that'll be a must-have TV accessory for the next Olympics. Who could imagine that a bunch of academics on ice could disprove the dictum of that notorious pop culture scold, Karl Marx? All that's solid need not melt into air.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Women on Ice, Feminist Responses to the Tonya Harding-Nancy Kerrigan Spectacle, published by Routledge.